Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world, welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Ken again, aw yeah?
Aw yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I must warn you that this episode of Real Life Radio was recorded over 1 year ago, but never published because of some of the controversial topics discussed. All the political affairs happening around the world when we recorded it, and more importantly, because we totally forgot about it. So, this week we have decided to release it to the public. Why? Why, you ask? Because this is Real Life English, baby. Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah. Welcome. This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and stylish way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are stuck in traffic.
Tying your shoes.
Hammering a picture on the wall.
Or saying, aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah. Let me introduce you guys to my co-host, the man who, when holding a woman's purse, actually looks manly, Justin Murray. Have you ever had to do that? Like maybe with an ex-girlfriend of yours or something, she asks you to hold her purse?
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
You know,
they can think I'm gay. It's okay.
Do you think that's what happens when your girlfriend asks you to hold her purse? People might think that you're gay?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure it happens.
Yeah. Damn. People with their prejudice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we have a jam-packed podcast for you all today. We are very excited to be here. Hopefully you guys are excited to be listening. You excited?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So let's start this podcast off with a big bang and hear what one of our listeners has to say about the Real Life English podcast. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels
up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my hands up. All right, I was just going through some emails the other day responding to people. By the way, if you send us an email, we always respond. Might take a little bit, but we always respond. So, this is from Oscar Coto from El Salvador. He says, hey guys, how do you do? First of all, I want to thank you for this amazing tool that you share with everybody called Real Life English. It's a very practical way to learn English, and I hope so many people join this wonderful site. Maybe someday all the crew can come to El Salvador in Central America and open a new Real Life English here. Oh yeah. By the way, if you love surfing, this is the best place in the region.
Oh, yeah, we're going to check out El Salvador.
We might take you up on that, Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, what does that mean, to take you up on that?
It means to accept the offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a very common collocation. I might take you up on that.
Exactly,
if somebody offers something and you really think there's a possibility you might do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot for that awesome comment, Oscar. I'd really love to check out El Salvador one day and check out the surf there. Try my luck at surfing there. You surfed before?
I've surfed before. I almost died, but...
Yeah, it's more difficult than most people think.
Well, ocean is more difficult than most people think.
You're right. The ocean is quite dangerous.
Yeah. But, yeah, maybe we'll head over to El Salvador someday. And for sure, we'd love to get the Real Life Movement going on there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe could start some parties there.
Yeah. We got people in different parts of the world doing parties, organizing events under the Real Life English Movement.
Yeah, so awesome. You can check that out on our website. We have more information about that. We'll link it in the show notes today and also on the transcript for those of you who have access to that right now. All right, man. Awesome. Let's move on to today's random news story. What's
new, pussycat? Okay, so today we have a really great news story. It's actually an old news story, but I thought it was quite funny. It's from the Olympics, from an American sprinter. Sprinter are the people who run like 100 meters, like Usain Bolt, for example.
Yeah, they run it really fast, right?
Yeah, this guy, he was a former world record holder. His name is Tyson Gay.
Wait, What's his name?
Tyson Gay.
Tyson Gay, like G-A-Y, Gay.
Yeah, yeah. There was some confusion around this because there are some conservative organizations in the United States who don't like that word when used in certain contexts.
The word gay.
Yes.
In relation to a gay man.
Yes. So let me just read it here.
Wait, before we start. Is Tyson Gay a homosexual?
No, he's not.
Okay, he's a straight.
His last name is Gay.
Okay. So it's not a nickname.
No.
Okay.
Christian sites ban on G-word sends homosexual to Olympics.
Oh, what do I mean by ban?
To ban something is to prohibit.
So the Christian sites ban on G-word. Why do they say G-word?
Because they don't want to mention the G-word, which is gay.
Mm, because they consider it offensive?
Yeah.
Wow.
They programmed their website not to accept the word gay.
Okay.
Not to publish the word gay.
Okay. So just before we start, the original, you know the original meaning of the word gay?
Happy?
It means happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
The American Family Association obviously didn't foresee the problems that might arise with its strict policy to always replace the word gay with homosexual on the website of its Christian news outlet, One News Now.
Really quickly, some vocabulary there. What do they mean by they obviously didn't foresee?
They couldn't predict.
To foresee means to predict. Problem that might arise?
The problems that might appear.
Okay.
The group's automated system for changing the forbidden word, the G word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wound up publishing a story about a world-class sprinter named Tyson Homosexual, who qualified this week for the Beijing Olympics. Like I said, an old news story.
So going back here quickly, the forbidden word.
The word that was prohibited, banned, right?
Yeah. Wound up.
To wind up means to result in something.
Yeah.
Publishing a story about a world-class sprinter named Tyson Homosexual, who qualified this week for the Beijing Olympics.
In the news article, because of this automated system, every time they published the name Tyson Gay, it was actually in the newspapers Tyson Homosexual. Really? They didn't change that?
It's a conservative Christian organization that is anti-gay, so...
Wow, that's horrible. That's really bad.
This is what it actually said. Tyson Homosexual was a blur in blue, sprinting 100 meters faster than anyone ever has. A blur in blue. A blur is like when you turn your head really quickly.
Yeah.
Your vision turns into a blur, right?
Yeah, he must have been running so fast that you couldn't really focus on him. It was just a pixel. It was just a lot of blue colors.
Yeah, and then he was quoted as saying, "It means a lot to me," the 25-year-old homosexual said. "I'm glad my body could do it because now I know I have it in me."
That's really bad. I can't believe they did that. But did they, so he's a world-class runner, Tyson Gate. Actually, I think I even remember the Beijing Olympics when he did win that.
He didn't win, actually, but he was a favorite going in.
Okay, he was a favorite going in.
So this is a quote from Fred Jackson, the news director of One News Now, talking about his organization and why they created a software to change the name.
Okay.
"We took the filter out for that word," he said, "without uttering the G word. We don't object to the word gay," Jackson explained, "except when it refers to people who practice a homosexual lifestyle."
And he's a representative of this Christian newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
"And the G word," he says, "has been co-opted by a particular group of people. People who are G-A-Y."
Oh my god. So he doesn't even like to say the word gay. He can't say that word.
Nope.
Wow, that's horrible. I feel sorry for those people. Any other quotes?
So Tyson finished fourth in the 100 meters final last night.
Tyson Gay or Tyson Homosexual?
Tyson Gay, his real name.
Okay. So these conservative newspapers, they just can't even publish the word gay. And they're anti-gay people.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange thinking these people still exist, especially in like mass media like that. Publishing mass media. Well, hopefully that's going to change pretty soon, right?
Well, this was in 2008, so I think we've taken some steps forward in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to today's conversation topic. What you talking about? So Justin, I thought today we could talk a little bit about clothes, style, maybe even a little bit of fashion. Who knows?
Let's do it. Are you pretty stylish yourself?
Not really. I don't consider myself very stylish. But just to get some vocabulary out there straight from the get-go, what are you wearing today, Justin? I know a lot of ladies are wanting to know how you dress when we record the podcast.
I'm wearing my birthday suit right now. I'm just kidding.
Just for people who are new listeners, what is a birthday suit?
Birthday suit is when you're not wearing anything.
Yeah, you're naked.
Yes.
But we're not naked. We're definitely not naked recording this. That would be very awkward. So what are you wearing today, man?
I'm wearing some jeans, a pair of shoes, just like some Nike running shoes, some socks. I'm wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
Hooded sweatshirt? Okay. What is a hooded sweatshirt?
A sweatshirt, long sleeved, a little bit to keep me warm. The hood, you pull this over your head.
Yeah. It's a little bit nippy. It's a little bit cold.
We say chilly in the United States.
Okay.
Do you say that too?
Chilly. It's kind of chilly. Nippy.
Yeah, winter's here. Just the past couple of days. Maybe like 15 degrees Celsius, would you say?
Something like that. Not really too sure. But it is getting cold, especially in the mornings and the evenings.
What about you? What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing a hooded, I would say a jumper or a hoodie.
Okay.
So like Justin, it does have a hood that can go over my head if I get my ears or my head gets cold. I'm wearing a t-shirt under this. I'm wearing sweatpants, Adidas sweatpants.
So your shirt here has the pockets in the front like a kangaroo?
yeah, they do. And in there I have my cell phone. There you go. And I'm wearing underwear. Yeah, you wearing underwear?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I don't freeball it. I'm not like Trevor.
What does freeball mean? The boys are free, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes people say to go commando.
Yeah, that's another way to say it.
Yeah, but I prefer freeball. Freeball is a good one. And I'm actually wearing... Oh, this brings me to another difference in British and American English, or I should probably say Australian and American English, because today I am wearing thongs.
We say flip-flops or sandals.
Yeah. Why could that mistake lead you to a little bit of trouble?
Because the thong is something that you might wear as underwear, actually.
Yeah. What kind of underwear is it?
I believe you have a story about this.
Okay. It has nothing to do with me wearing a G-string, just so you know. One time in my old job, I went into work on a Saturday. My boss was there, and he was wearing flip-flops. He was American. And I said, hey, man, nice thongs. And looked at me with a very kind of worried look, like, what are you talking about?
As if you had discovered some pictures of him?
Yeah, something like that. I was like, your thongs, man, your thongs on your feet. He's like, oh, you mean my flip-flops? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, cool, yeah, okay, cool, thanks, man. So maybe he was wearing a thong. I didn't ask. Yeah, cool. But in winter clothing, what else do we have? Winter clothing, we have, like a big jacket. What's the difference between a jacket and a coat?
I think a jacket is lighter, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's some differences between like British, Australian, and American, right? But a coat is like thicker, right?
Yeah, it's generally thicker. Sometimes, not that this is a good thing, but sometimes they're actually made from fur, a fur coat. And a coat generally sounds like something you put on just when you go outside. It's like really thick. It's a jacket you can kind of wear inside. Awesome. We've talked about some winter clothing. What about in summertime? What do you generally wear in summertime?
Like shorts, cargo shorts maybe, like sandals again, flip-flops.
What are cargo shorts?
Shorts that maybe have some pockets on the side.
Okay. And what did you say, sandals?
Sandals, flip-flops, maybe a tank top.
Okay, oh, tank top. What's a tank top?
Tank top is, it has no sleeves
on
the side, so it's like it lets your arms breathe.
Okay, like when you were in Rio, you got a farmer's tan because you're wearing a tank top, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, in Australia, summertime, generally people just wear their board shorts, surf shorts. What do you call them?
So board comes from surfboard, right?
I think so, yeah. They're generally like the type of shorts that you can wear like in the water as well. They dry really quickly. Same thing, singlets, sunnies.
So what are sunnies?
Sunnies is what we call sunglasses.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone in Australia wears sunnies.
Oh, the raccoon eyes. I remember this.
Yeah, raccoon eyes.
You mentioned the farmer's tan. This is Australian version of the farmer's tan.
Yep, raccoon eyes when your face gets sunburned, but your eyes are still white from the sunglasses.
So what about, you talked about shorts, surfing shorts. We call those just surfing shorts.
Okay.
Do you guys wear Speedos? Because we're in Brazil, right? The land of the Speedo.
Yeah. Speedos, I mean... Maybe not our generation, I think. No, it's not common. People would probably give you shit if you wear Speedos.
Give you shit? What does that mean?
To give you shit is to make fun of you.
Okay.
Yeah. And we call... There's a funny story behind that. Because my dad, he's actually a lifesaver. He always wears a Speedo at the beach. And we actually have a funny term for that. We call it a budgie smuggler.
What?
Speedos in Australia are sometimes called budgie smugglers.
Budgie, what's that?
A budgie is like a common bird that people have in their house. It's just a small little bird, a budgerigar. Call them budgies. And a smuggler is someone who takes animals, you know, they try to steal animals from country to country.
You can smuggle drugs too. You can smuggle anything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but we say a budgie smuggler because it looks like they're wearing their pants with like a budgie down the front of their pants.
Nasty.
It is nasty. Well, no one wants to see that. I think they're kind of inappropriate
that,
sometimes.
That happens in Brazil here too. Everybody wears budgie smugglers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so popular and just mainstream mm-hmm. for people just to show their body.
Yeah. But at least in Brazil, I think the speedo they use here, like the sunga, I think it's a little bit bigger. You know, it has like a little bit of a bigger leg space to it. In Australia, they're like the full-on speedo, like what the Olympic swimmers wear, you know? Yeah, Australian clothing is pretty much that. I mean, you know, when people are kind of formal, they might wear a button-up shirt, polo shirt.
What does polo shirt mean?
Polo shirt are those typical shirts people wear. They're kind of casual slash formal. They have a collar.
Okay.
And they generally have just like two buttons at the top. Sometimes short sleeves.
Yeah.
With a collar, like a polo.
So you have short sleeve, long sleeve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you into retro stuff?
Retro? You mean like retro fashion?
Yeah. Do you wear like secondhand clothing or something?
Oh, that kind of retro. Well,
you have both, right? You have actual, like real secondhand clothing that's retro, and then you have like new clothes that are trying to imitate old styles.
Kind of like hipster style now is kind of retro, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, in Australia, it's more common, I think, than here in Brazil to buy secondhand clothes. Often, I would go to Good Sammy's.
Okay, we say the Goodwill shop.
Okay.
Or the thrift shop.
Okay, thrift shop, like the song.
Yeah.
And I would sometimes, if I needed clothes like for work or something like that, I would often buy secondhand clothes. It's quite normal there. In the US, is it normal?
Yeah, totally. Like, I used to do that all the time. Here, it's not as common. It's not as classy. What does classy mean?
Classy means to be of good taste. It has this element of kind of richness to it as well. Okay, and what about now? How often do you go clothes shopping?
Not nearly enough. Maybe...
We mentioned this, right? In the shopping podcast.
Yeah, I need to get back into this. I'm just so busy. I'm really behind the times.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by behind the times?
Like out of style. I'm not really like in style. I don't really have my own style mm-hmm. right now like I have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Do you generally associate your clothing with a specific style or...
It's what feels good. It's kind of like, you know, how you want to express yourself to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a touch of retro in my style.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But pretty simple. Pretty down to earth.
Nice. Down to earth. What does that mean?
It means to be just a certain humility in it. Certain like accessibility.
Cool. Yeah, I'm the same, man. I don't really like wearing clothes that, you know, t-shirts that have a lot of like imagery on there. And I'm just like plain simplicity is the key.
It's like, it seems like a lot of people, and myself included, I've been through phases like this, even nowadays, but like the brand name, the logo.
Yeah.
How important is that to people?
Yeah, exactly. People pay 10 times more for a t-shirt just because it has a logo on it, right?
Why is that?
I guess you just want to feel like part of the crowd. You want to, I don't know. I was the same with like, for example, shoes. When I was younger, I used to like want basketball shoes. And basketball shoes are really fucking expensive. And, you know, some kids would have them and be like, whoa, he's got like the new Air Jordans.
Reebok pumps.
Oh, that was old school, man. And I'd always want them. I was like, I would kill for those shoes, you know?
I think it kind of represents a phase of our development and kind of like how we see the world and just being conformist, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a conformist kind of attitude. But for Air Jordans were the best. I would still like some Air Jordans right now. Do you know what Air Jordans are?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I want a pair of those too. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay, so we've been talking a little bit about men's clothing. Do you know much about women's clothing?
You know, I experimented. It was a phase.
Yeah, in Brazilian Carnaval, I think I've seen you wearing some women's clothes before.
True. But no, we should definitely include women's clothing because we have some women listeners, but...
Hopefully we have a lot. So what's a general woman's outfit look like?
Well, they like their shoes, right? Generally.
Okay. Sandals.
High heels,
yeah.
Flip-flops are both men and women, right?
Yeah, women wear flip-flops. Women wear just like an open shoe.
Okay.
And a closed shoe.
Tennis shoes as well.
Tennis shoes, sports shoes.
Your pants.
Yeah, women wear, pants would be the normal. Pants is the same for women, pants, jeans, but they wear skirts.
And dresses.
skirts and dresses. What's the difference between a skirt and a dress?
A skirt is a little bit tighter, right? And dress is more open, right?
Yeah, I think a dress is like the top and bottom one piece.
Okay, that's true.
I think, I'm not sure. Sounds right though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it sounds right to me. I'm not an expert on this, but...
Okay, me neither. Bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, specifically. Mini skirt? Gotta love the mini skirt, right?
You gotta love that, yeah.
Yeah. Mini skirt and short shorts.
Short shorts? Okay.
Well, generally women wear shorts that are shorter than a man would wear. In Western culture, we're not sure in other places. A blouse.
A blouse?
A blouse, yeah, a blouse.
It's a shirt, right?
Yeah, it's a shirt. I think it's a female button-up shirt. It's a little bit more formal. Because women can just wear t-shirts as well. For a woman and a man, both t-shirt or shirt. Generally, when we say shirt, we mean a t-shirt, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for the most part, unless it's a dress shirt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless we specify.
Mm-hmm. What about undergarments? The underwear? Women wear...
Panties.
Panties, yep. Panties are just any kind of... It's the bottoms, right? Just the bottoms.
Yeah, stockings, right?
Stockings, there you go. What are stockings?
They're generally... like really big socks.
Yeah, generally made from a very thin material, and sometimes they're used just to cover their legs.
It's like really, really fine netting sometimes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, women's stockings, and panties.
Then, and then a bra.
A bra.
I think this is why we weren't talking about it.
Why?
Because it's a little bit strange.
Us talking about women's clothing, like bras? Yeah, it is a little strange talking about women's clothing, you're right. Because we don't really know so much about it. That's the only problem. We need a girl on this show.
It's true.
To talk about some female topics more. Anything else women wear? Women wear a lot of jewelry. It's not technically clothing. I mean, men wear jewelry too.
Earrings, necklaces.
Earrings, necklaces.
Piercings.
Piercings, yeah. Rings on their fingers. Sometimes a belly ring. That's very feminine, isn't it?
So maybe in the Middle East, women often wear a burqa?
A burqa. What is a burqa?
It's like a veil they cover their faces with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's very customary, Middle East Muslim traditions. Also, in regards to swimwear, women wear bikinis.
Going from a burqa to a bikini.
Okay, maybe it wasn't the best transition, but just something that popped into my head.
Yeah, bikini, definitely.
Yeah.
Very common here in Brazil, right?
The Brazilian bikini is famous.
It is.
It's a little bit smaller than other bikinis.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, you've never noticed that before.
Oh, I've noticed.
Awesome, awesome. So that's pretty much all we know about women's clothing, I would say.
Yeah, we just emptied our brains right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, sorry, females, we couldn't give you much more vocabulary than what we've just given you, but hopefully it helps. What about some other apparel that you might use for other clothing situations? I know you're from the north of the US, so you've experienced a lot of cold weather. I've never really experienced cold weather. What kind of extra stuff would you need in the cold weather environments?
Maybe some gloves, some mittens.
Mittens? What's the difference between gloves and mittens?
Gloves are thinner and they fit on your fingers.
Okay.
Mittens, generally, they cover all of them. There's one pocket that covers your whole hand and your thumb. So it's like your thumb and then the rest of your hand.
Okay, mittens. Nice.
A wool hat.
Wool hat.
A cap, something that covers your ears.
Kind of like a beanie?
Yeah, a beanie. We have those too.
Okay.
A beanie is actually more like a specific type of hat.
Okay. Keeps your head warm?
Yeah, a beanie is like a little bit longer and it's kind of more stylish, I think.
Okay, cool. All right. I think that just about covers it for most of the vocabulary for clothing. We've covered most angles there in relation to different items of clothing.
But this is a really highly cultural thing. I imagine a lot of our listeners have totally different styles, customs, cultures.
Definitely. I know definitely in Brazil people dress very differently than people would in Australia.
It's still very Western though.
Yeah, in some places, some not always.
But there are places in like the Middle East or Asia or like lots of other countries that just have a completely different way of dressing.
Oh, of course, definitely.
That it's just a totally different point of reference, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, man.
So we'd actually love to hear what you guys wear. We'd love to hear terminology in English, so teach us about your culture.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're coming from the Western point of view.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. So... that is going to do it for our conversation topic today. Let's move on to today's question. Not just anybody. So today's question, we decided to go through just some extra expressions related to clothing. Well, at least they have some type of clothing in the expression, but maybe they are figurative, so they don't really have anything to do with clothing itself. Like a wolf in sheep's clothing. What does that mean?
A wolf in sheep's clothing. A wolf is an animal that's like, it's like a dog, kind of, but it's a wild dog.
Yeah. Weird, but I think in these expressions, generally an animal represents something a little bit deeper, right?
Well, the wolf and the sheep, the wolf usually consumes or eats the sheep.
Yeah.
So, right, it's something like a violent, maybe like bad intentions, but you're hiding that with the mask of good intentions, the mask of a sheep.
Yeah, exactly. So a wolf is a very bad animal. He tricks you, and a sheep is very innocent.
It's true.
Yeah. So if you are a wolf, if you're a bad person and you wear like sheep's clothing, you're pretending to be innocent, but you have bad intentions. You're a bad guy. Cool. What else we got?
Below the belt.
Below the belt. What does that mean?
Well, the belt is your midsection, right? Your hips. It's kind of the what you wear to keep your pants up. Right?
Yeah.
And so this represents, like in boxing, for example, or in any fighting, really, if you hit somebody below the belt, you're hitting them in their private area.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts more. You're more sensitive down there.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's off limits, really, in fighting, right?
Yeah. It's to do something with no integrity, with very little integrity.
Well, it's almost like an insult. Like, if you insult me in a way, like we're friends, and you insult me in a way that's just not cool, that's below the belt.
Yeah.
Be like, man, that was below the belt.
Yeah, exactly.
You shouldn't have said that.
Another one?
At the drop of a hat.
At the drop of a hat. The drop is like for the hat to fall?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, at the drop of a hat?
Man, I'll help you at the drop of a hat. Just let me know. It means that there's no delay. I'll do it. Okay. Whatever. It means I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. The second you need help, I'm there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Final one, to wear the pants.
Oh, to wear the pants.
I think we talked about this before.
Maybe we did. To wear the pants in a relationship.
Yeah.
That means that you have the authority over the other person.
Because usually it's the masculine role is the one traditionally who has
pants
and the control in the relationship, right?
Yeah.
So if the woman has the control, she's not wearing the dress, she's wearing the pants.
Exactly. But women wear panties.
Well, panties are underwear.
I know, I just wanted to say panties. Yeah.
Final one.
You said wear the pants was the final one.
Let's just do one more, a bonus one, okay?
Bonus.
We forgot about this one. This is the one I really wanted to share. From rags to riches.
From rags to riches. What is a rag?
A rag is like clothing or something that you use to clean up. So it's usually something like really poor, ragged clothing.
Yeah. Oh, ragged. That's the adjective, right? Ragged clothing. Clothes that are generally torn and ripped and not in good condition.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does the expression mean? From rags to riches.
Just somebody who was poor and then they became rich through a long and successful journey.
Yeah, there are many stories about people who went from rags to riches.
Yeah, so you'll see this.
At the drop of a hat.
At the drop of a hat. Usually a rags to riches story isn't a drop of the hat story though, right?
No, it's not. It's not. Rags to riches is generally a longer journey. Someone's built their empire. All right, guys, so thanks a lot for being here today. It's been an awesome episode. We hope you have got a lot of new vocabulary, helped your hearing skills, your listening skills, and had a pretty good time this podcast.
Heck yeah.
Have you had a good time?
I've had a good time, yeah.
Awesome. So we're going to play you out today with a song by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. It is called Same Love.
Same Love. This one goes out to Tyson Gay.
It does go out to Tyson Gay, although he's not actually gay.
He's not, but the conversation really brought up some interesting points.
It did bring up some very interesting points. And this song is all about, you know, anti-gay discrimination and civil rights, giving gays or homosexuals the same liberties, the same rights as a straight person. You're for that, right?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So, thanks a lot for being here today, guys. And you'll hear from us next week on the Real Life English Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Take care, guys.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay. Because I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't.